Mrs. Rennie, then. I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the population of Pine Ridge is one less than it was last week, and the army has been increased by one, Nancy Gray being responsible for these particular statistics. And while the population is dropping, those remaining at home are constantly short burdened. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the John and Down store and library, busily engaged in some literary pursuit, while Abner is out delivering groceries.
Two leading characters in Gilbert the Boy Trapper. Get 2 out of 3 on there.
Oh, they cut down the old house. We got 2 postcards at the post office this morning, Mom.
Well, good.
Doggy, it's sort of cold out.
Yeah, it is.
Nice. What are you writing on there?
Oh, nothing. Just a batch of questions.
Questions?
Yeah, they're for a radio program. I heard on the radio the other night.
Oh.
You send them in and get stuff.
Oh.
Who's the postcard from?
All right, one of them's from Buford Adams over Cherry Hill, and the other's from Malfi.
Mal?
Yeah.
And what does he say? Did he get inducted in the army all right?
I reckon so.
What does the card say?
Well, it says, Dear Lum and Abner, a rise saved.
Good.
Everything going along fine, except they can't find a uniform that will fit me.
Oh, for pity's sake. Well, he never did have clothes to fit him.
What?
Wouldn't bother
him. The quartermaster. What's a quartermaster, Lum?
That's the office in the army. He's he's an officer.
Oh, what's he do?
He handles the quarters.
Quarters?
Yeah, he's in the finance department, I think. One of them handles a dollar, another in a dime, and he has charge of the quarters, I reckon. It's all done systematic, set away.
Well, I ought to know. Sure. What's the matter if he's such ignorant?
Well, what did you say about the quartermaster?
The quartermaster must think I am a good soldier because he wants to transfer me already.
Well, that's fine.
When he was measuring me for a uniform, he said he had half a mind to send me to Ripley's Column.
I know he'd make good.
I don't know where that column is stationed, but it sounds good to me.
Well, good for Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Ain't been in the army but a couple of days and already they're advancing.
So I know he'd make good. I know it.
So what else did he say?
Must close now. Your friend, Private Lou Ellen Snavely Gray. P.S. The army is just like a mother to me, only bigger.
Good old mouth.
Yes, sir.
Sounds just like he always
does. Oh, ain't changed a bit.
I'm glad to see his success in the army ain't went to his head.
Oh, well, Mousy wouldn't do that. He's a good boy, Lum, Mousy is.
Who's the other postcard from?
I said it's from Buford Adams.
Oh, yeah. What does he want?
Why, he wants me and Elizabeth to come over to Cherry Hill and visit him and his woman next Sunday. I want you to come, too, if you want to.
Well, I thought of you having to ask me, too.
Yeah, I reckon I'd better call Elizabeth and tell her to start getting ready. Takes a woman 4 or 5 days to get ready for a trip, no matter how little it is.
Well, wait, Abner. You can't go to Cherry Hill.
Huh?
How are you going to get over there?
Well, same as we always did. I reckon we just get Cedric to get his car and drive us over there.
Cedric can't go that far in his car, though.
Oh, it runs pretty good, Lum.
No, all he's got's an A-book, though.
Well, if he can take his book along and read it, I don't care what he does, just so he drives us over and back.
I ain't talking about that kind of a book.
Huh?
I mean a racing book. One you use to get gasoline with.
Oh.
Cedric can't get enough gas to go to Cherry Hill.
No, don't, that's right. I forgot about that. Let's see, who can we get then?
Well, there ain't nobody you can get. That's this unessential driving, as they call it.
You mean we got to stay home?
Why, of course.
Well, I do know.
Fact is, I've decided to postpone a trip I sort of planning on myself.
What trip were you planning?
One to Washington.
Washington?
Yes, sir. I know they're awful busy there, and I got a lot of problems to figure out, so I thought maybe me and you ought to go there and see if we couldn't help them out.
Well, I never
knowed
you aiming on doing that.
Well, I was going to surprise you with it.
Well,
I reckon we'll have to wait now. Dick Huddleston said we oughtn't to try to travel right now on the holidays and all.
Well, Dogger, are we just
going
to have to sit home all the time now?
Well, you know, Abner, I've been studying on this the last few days, and maybe that's a good thing.
Good thing?
Yes, sir. I believe it's going to be good for us, all us folks here at home, to stay home a while, learn how to enjoy the things we got. I think we'll all start being more friendly and getting better acquainted with our neighbors and all such as that.
Well, I'm acquainted with my neighbors. Ulysses S. Quincy lives south of us there.
Yeah, but you don't actually know your neighbor.
I've known him for years.
You ought to have him drop over in the evenings and sit around in your parlor and get him around the piano, the organ, and sing songs with them, stuff like that.
Rob, I don't believe old Ulysses can sing a note. There's the worst one voice I ever heard in my life. That'll drive folks away from home listening to him.
Well, you don't have to sing. I just use that as an example, what you might do.
That's a pretty poor example when you got Ulysses around. I'll say that for your idea.
Well, you can do other things. Lots of other good, wholesome things you can do.
What?
Make popcorn balls.
Parched
peanuts. Stuff like that.
No.
For instance, you can sit around and discuss culture subjects.
Discuss what?
High class stuff. Literature. The classics. Science. Good music.
Huh.
You know, them concertos and big symphonies and all that.
What in the world are you talking about?
I'm talking about raising the culture standard of Pine Ridge. That's what I'm talking about. Me and Professor Sloan was discussing different stuff the other day, and he said this would be a good time to start up a discussion club.
Oh, not one of the professors' ideas, huh?
Well, not all of it. I studied up some of it myself. A little bit, anyway. I helped think of the name of it. I done that.
Have you got a name for it already?
Oh, sure. The Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club.
For the land's sake.
And I'm the president of it.
Lord, you mean you actually got it organized already?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you're going to do something, get it done. I've always said that.
Well, when does this here golden goose play?
Golden era.
Well, whatever it is, when do you have your first meeting?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, over at your place.
Huh?
We figured that'd be about as handy a place as we could get for the first meeting. Nobody'd have to walk for her. Then Elizabeth's awful good at fixing up cocoa and sandwiches and such.
Well, now, just a minute here, Mom. I don't know if I'm going to let you hold a meeting at my place or not. Where back can I go if my house is all cluttered up with you club fellers?
Why, you won't need to go no place. You'd be right there with us. You're a member of the club.
I am.
Why, sure. The fact is, you're a chartered member.
Well, good for me. I never even know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Here I am at whatever you said I am. Know me if I ain't a goer.
I reckon we'll start about 7:30 or 8.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get out the checkerboard.
No, now. We ain't going to have no checkerboards around. This is a culture meeting. We just discuss high-class subjects, famous paintings, and such as that.
You mean we're just going to sit there and talk about a picture?
Well, that and music and literature, classics like Shakespeare and Gilbert the Boy Trapper and famous books. Professor Sloan knows a lot about that stuff.
Well, I believe I could talk about them while I was playing checkers.
No, you can't. I want you to concentrate on this.
Time
you was getting your culture standard raised up to a higher level. You've been ignorant too long.
Well, maybe so, but what ignorance I've got, I've always used it to good advantage. I'll say that for me.
Yeah, but that ain't good enough. You got to be more like me, smart and intelligent. You don't want to be left behind in Pine Ridge's golden era of culture, do you?
I don't know. I might want to after listening to you.
Well, I ain't going to let you, I'll tell you that. It's my duty as leader of the golden era to see that you keep up with us.
Are you the leader of the golden era?
Of course I am. Fact is, Professor Sloan said I was the Socrates and the Confucius of Pine Ridge.
Did he say that?
Well, he never come right out and said that, but he said that's what Pine Ridge needed, and he's looking right at me when he said it. Oh, I know what he meant.
Well, what did he mean by that? Who is them fellas, that Socker and Confucius and that?
Well, I ain't for sure just who Socrates is, but you heard of Confucius.
No.
He's a fella made up a lot of fancy a few years ago. Just like me and my old lettered things. Some, well, we're a whole lot alike in a lot of ways. Awful smart, both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, I believe I'm just a little ahead of him, because I've noticed that he takes a lot of my fans and claims they're his.
Why, that's making the weed.
He does.
Well, does that other fella at Parker, does he do that too?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to wait till we get that set of encyclopedias before I find out about him.
What set of encyclopedias?
The ones I'm going to get soon to send in this batch of questions I'm writing up here.
Oh, is that what you're doing at first?
Yeah. I figured we'd need such books as that for the discussion club.
Well, are you sure they'll send them to you, huh?
Well, sure. If the fellas they got on that radio show I told you about can't answer my questions, I get the encyclopedias.
Oh.
I reckon I better get an envelope address and get them in the mail, too. Hand me that pen over.
Well, are you sure them radio fellas can't answer your questions, Long?
I know they can't. Because I studied up some good ones.
You did, huh?
Listen to this one. Name two leading characters in Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
Don't get that so good. What's the answer?
I'm worrying about the answers. That's up to them experts.
Oh.
I think Gilbert's one of the two leading characters, though.
Well, who's the other?
I don't think there is no other. It's sort of a trick question.
Oh, maybe I'll never get that.
Of course not. Almost, I hate to send these questions in. I hate to show them experts up.
Yeah.
You know what's liable to happen? I'm liable to start something. Them fellas are stumping them so bad that they'll begin sending these questions instead of trying to answer them themselves.
Well, they sure enough.
Well, they might. Smart as I am, though. Let's see here. I'll finish addressing this.
Yeah, what's the matter? Won't that pen write?
No, the pen's all right. Granny, I want to see some other show that's giving away encyclopedia.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. Only thing, I'm supposed to address this envelope to information, please, but...
But what?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what is it, Mom?
Abner, have you got any ideas how to spell information?